Public golf in Lexington has lost money for some time. The number of golfers has dropped significantly, while operational costs go up. In response, Councilmember Doug Martin suggests closing down Kearney Hill Links at the end of December.
It appeals to upper-end golfers, and we have other courses in central Kentucky that appeal to that same market.
By subsidizing the cost of a public course with taxpayer dollars, Martin claims Lexington is stealing golfers from private courses. Lexington's director of golf, Mike Fields, called the proposal kind of a shock. He calls Kearney Hills a community asset that brings people and money into Lexington. Instead, Fields wants the authority to set golf fees and offer special rates to seniors, military personnel, disabled golfers, and college students. He says that should increase the number of rounds played.
Oh, yeah, it'll produce more revenue, more rounds. I mean, the whole thing is driving the rounds up to get more revenue.
For now, Parks Director Jerry Hancock expects all of Lexington's five public courses to remain open in 2012.
I believe that our plan has merit, and as we have more opportunity to discuss it with the council and the citizens that play golf in the community, I believe that we'll probably have the same number of courses next year. Now, that may not last forever.
The council will take up the issue again December 1st. Reporting for WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson. Reporting for Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Stu Johnson.